Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been pre-programmed right into us. But what if we flip that whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my partner in everything, Minna.
We're at the end of May.
What does that mean? Hey, Father's Day's coming up then, right? Is that what you're alluding to?
Sure, that's in June. Well, you know, our show is about longevity, right? So one person I could think of that demonstrate longevity is...
Richard Branson.
There you go, Richard Branson. So you may know him as like the wealthy CEO, the water skiing with bikini model guy. He's known for his Virgin brand. He's now 73 years old, and he lives on his own private island with his family. Now, sometimes when we look at rich people, we just assume that they either get the money from the family or they do something illegal, like they're drug dealers or something, right? So what do you think of Sir Richard Branson?
Well, you know, first thing I notice is he's a fun guy. He's like, everyone wants to be around him. He's always smiling. He's always living life bigger than it is, right? And he's demonstrating what longevity really, really means. It means that you don't have to feel old just because you're getting old, right? Like, he's 73 and he's acting like probably a 30-year-old, right? And if you live well, you eat well, then you can actually be just like Richard Branson, who is full of energy and vibrant and having his time of his life into his 70s and beyond.
So contrary to what you might think, Sir Richard Branson, he actually didn't come from a wealthy family. His family background is, you know, just average. And he actually has dyslexia as a kid. Actually, he still have it. And he really had bad grades in school. He was so bad that his schoolmaster said that he would either end up in jail or be a millionaire. Well, I think Richard has proven him wrong. He hasn't been to jail. I don't think he has. And he's a billionaire, not just a millionaire, but 1,000 times better. So even for someone who has so much success, so much wealth, his Virgin Orbit last week actually filed bankruptcy and laid off most of the staff. So Virgin Orbit had an epic fail in January this year when the rocket, they just couldn't launch and they lost like 9 of the satellites on board, which ultimately brought the company to bankruptcy.
And, you know, the funny things is, you know, most people think, wow, what an epic fail. But this wasn't his first failure. He actually has so many failures along the way. And, you know, of course, all we hear about are the successful ones, like the Virgin Megastore when records were still a thing, right? You know, you have Virgin Atlantic and Virgin America. And of course, now Virgin Galactic. But what really gets Richard to his success is the fact that he's not afraid of failing. So have you heard of Virgin Cola, perhaps?
Like Coca-Cola, but Virgin,
right? You probably haven't, because that was another one of his epic big failures. And so the latest in his portfolio of failures is now Virgin Orbit. And I have no doubt he's going to have a lot more successes, but he's also going to have a lot more failures in the future.
Even at 73 years old?
Yeah, and going.
And going. So what I see that makes Sir Richard Branson successful is his ability to solve problems. He sees what people need. He sometimes even sees them what we need before they know that they need it. And he takes massive action to bring the idea to market. Another good example, not Richard Branson, but, you know, is Spanx. Sarah Blakely, she saw the need for Spanx before women even knew that they need something like that. And she ran through a lot of trial and errors before she actually came up with the winning product. She's so successful that she's one of the top self-made women billionaires in the country.
You know, that is so interesting about Spanx, right? Because, like, there were so many large industries before that. They had all the leggings and stuff. Mm-hmm. And all these large companies, they had it right in front of their eyes, but they never saw the future of what women needed. And she modified it to become a billionaire and a leader in her industry, right? That's just crazy.
So when we do coaching, right, we talk about the 3 P's in problem solving. So the first P is perspective. Now, have you seen, do you know what a funny mirror is?
Oh, yeah. That's the type that you see at those carnivals. You walk in and you just all look messed up, either fat, skinny, or like,
you just look like
weird faces. Right?
Yeah. So that's perspective. And sometimes we tend to see a problem with the wrong perspective, right? It's kind of like at a carnival when you go into see these funny mirror rooms and you see yourself all distorted and weird. And sometimes people see the problems in a funny way, and all they need is just to get out of the weird lens and see it in a different perspective. So perspective is really just about your why, or maybe your why not. Why do you want to get healthy? Maybe, and why can't you? A lot of people blame it on their DNA, genetics, you know, or their age. But the truth is that there are other problems, people in the world with those same genetics, the same age, or the same DNAs, and yet they're healthy. And if you see a problem in a different light, you can actually solve your own problems.
Of course, which leads into the second P, which is problem solving. So I see there's a lot of parents.
Second P is people.
Oh, second P is people. Second P in problem solving is people. See, this is her space, obviously. You can see that. I'm just testing
people
everyone.
Problems.
People problems. I see a lot of parents, you know, who shower the kids with a lot of materialistic things. They're always trying to buy the love and the respect, and that's the way they build a relationship. But really, relationship building isn't about the amount of stuff that we give or get. It's really about building trust and building that connection and that love. So when you're trying to build a life together with your husband or wife and your kids, your people, you need to get everyone on board. It's like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. You need all the pieces in place. Otherwise, you know, the puzzle's just not going to come together.
I love jigsaw puzzles. And I hate it when you get down to like the 999 piece and you're just missing that one piece. I hate it. So anyways, the third P is process. And some people just can't get things done because their process is wrong. Like cooking is a process. You just made waffles, and if you do the things in the wrong order, you're not going to get out the right waffles. So, you know, you laid out in cooking, right? You laid out the stuff you need, you prep them, then you cook them. It's everything is step by step. Everything is a process. And there's an order to how things need to be done. And if you want things to get done efficiently and effectively, you have to have the right process.
Totally agree. And these waffles, they're epic. We're going to show you on my Facebook page. Check it out. Anyways, we're going to have a quick short break. After the break, Kristen's going to be chatting with a great friend of mine and our guest, business transformation consultant, Sherry Berger.
Hey, this is Mina from Chronically Healthy Life. So we start talking about supplements and vitamins and herbal remedies and all that. So what I'm going to talk about today is actually not a specific supplement or herb. What I'm talking about is actually how you can take in some of these herbal supplements or and stuff like that. So what my favorite way is probably not what you're familiar with. I know you've probably seen like tablets and pills for vitamins and supplements. That's usually the common form that you can buy in stores. What I like is actually to use tinctures. So tinctures, they come in bottles, liquid, and they can be either alcohol-based or they could be like a glycerin oil-based. So the beauty of it is absorbability. When it comes in a tincture form, it's actually easily absorbable by your body. And if it's alcohol-based, it lasts up to 10 years. So the shelf life is extra long and you don't actually need to take a whole lot. For the most part, you just take like a few drops to make it like a dropper, and it lasts a long time. And it's actually much faster to take it this way rather than taking like a whole cup full of vitamins sometimes. So all you have to do is just put all these herbal tinctures into a cup, add a little bit of water, and drink it now. And that's what we do every morning. It's kind of like eating the frog kind of concept. I know it's nasty, but just drink it down in the morning and be done with it. And some of these you can actually make your own if you want to. We have some extra arugula that we grew up in the back, and we couldn't finish it all, so I'm turning it in tincture, and it takes about a month to soak it and prepare it. I have another one for pine pollen, which actually I'm probably going to harvest this weekend, and I'll see how that goes. So yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, if you have any questions, let me know. I'm Minna at Chronically Healthy Life.
Are you feeling overwhelmed as a business owner? Are you not making the money that you were hoping to? Are you not finding the time to do the things that matter to you in your life? Do you want to spend more time with your family and friends, travel, or take care of your health? If these are some of your problems, I understand, and I've been there myself. As a mother of four, running my own business, I also found myself in these situations at times. That was until I came up with a plan to save time and money, and as well as find balance in life. I am Sherry Berger. I am the owner of Here to There Consulting. We educate business owners and entrepreneurs on how to balance work, life, and finances. We help you come up with a custom plan in order for you to get from here to there. Our mission is to create the life that you deserve in your business and in your personal life. Let's work together to get you from here to there.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. And Sherry, welcome. It's so great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
So Sherry, you help business owners with success, leadership, and business growth, while also providing them with the tools and resources to balance. I love that word, balance. Life, business, and finances. You're here to there, getting from here to there. I love that. How do you create a surrounding circle within that big idea to help people?
Well, I find that once we have our custom roadmap, which is what I help people create, a custom roadmap to get them from here to there, but we want to make sure that we have balance, like you said, in life, business, and our finances. But having that surrounding circle, the people that we surround ourselves with matters, right? To make sure that we have coaches and mentors and the correct friends and cheerleaders, right? And being careful with those people that we have in our life really, really matter. And my husband always says that I collect friends. So he tells me the difference between, you know, you got associates and acquaintances, but you got the real close friends, you know, like the five people, you know, or three people in your life, but you still need your associates and your acquaintances, right? And you need those cheerleaders in your life. I'm in Kansas. We won the Super Bowl. We are the Chiefs. Come on. But when we don't win, we still love our team. We are the biggest. We are the loudest stadium. Did you know that? We are not fair weather friends. So when I say cheerleaders, I mean the people that are going to cheer you when you're winning, you're losing, or you're not. I mean those real people, you know, when you talk about the cheerleaders. And then mentors, we always need those people that have been further ahead in our journey in life, right? We always need to make sure we have them. And coaches, I am a coach, but I have my coaches that coach me. Because it's so important that you're constantly growing, having those coaches. But then those people, there are those people we have to be aware of. Those are those toxic people. Sometimes you with them, or they might be family members, or they might be right. And so we need to be careful that we, you know, either don't hang out with them so much, or we, you know, we put boundaries with them if they're family, or if we have to work with, you know, where's your boundaries and all of that. So I talk about all that in my book that I wrote. And it's in chapter 4 of this book. I talk about how we need those correct people in our life.
Can you hold your book up again?
Yes.
What's the title?
It's called Here to There, and it's a system for balancing life and business. And I know everybody's like, you can't have true balance. And no, you cannot. But you know, if we don't plan, we plan to fail. So this helps you put together a custom roadmap, moving you from here to there for your life and your business. Mm. So that's why I wrote this book. Yeah.
I think that's extremely important. I think there are many, many people. In fact, I was having a conversation today with my business partner about her life partner is very out of balance right now and is just, she calls it grinding. He's grinding and he has no time for anything else. And he doesn't have that. He doesn't seem to have that ability. I know a lot of people feel that way. They have to grind away and make it work. And what are you sacrificing when you're doing, when you're grinding away at something? Yeah. how have you applied this? Like,
so it breaks my heart because it affects your relationships. It affects those things in your life that are so important to you. You know, like if you got the job or you got the business that's just taking, like, what are you doing it for? Go back to your basics of your purpose and your vision and your mission. And yeah, I've applied it in my life. Like I raised my oldest for 5 years on my own while I was going to school. So I had to learn how to do that. And I am married to love of my life. And I have 4 amazing kids, but I'm very intentional in making them a priority, right? Mm-hmm. I will be married 29 years on June 4th. We've been dating, I say 33, but there's ups and downs in life. There's ups and downs in marriage. And so I even talk about those 6 areas of your life. Is your relationship requiring more attention? Then maybe you need to give that to it, right? So I talk about your spirituality. I happen to be a Christian. I'm not shoving that on other people, but we all have a form of spirituality, right? It's core of who we are. And your health, we're talking about that with Chronicle Health. If we're not taking care of our health, then it affects our spirituality. If we don't take care of our relationships, those people that are important in our life, then it will affect our business. It'll affect our, you know, other areas of our life. And personal growth, I talk about that. If we're not growing, right? And if you need to grow to be a better wife, a better spouse, you know, a better business person, what kind of growth are you working on? You know, and people a lot of times tell me, I don't like to read. And I'm like, okay, there's podcasts, there's audio, there's so many ways to learn to grow in those different areas. And so I've found out that there's 6 different areas. There's your, like I said, there's your health, your personal development, your spirituality, your relationships. I used to say family, but not everybody has family. And then there's your business and your finances, which are separate because, you know, we got to make sure our personal finances and our business are in line. So that's how, you know, to have a plan in those areas. And I know that sounds overwhelming, but no, when we don't have any plan at all. And so I talk about those 3 things that you can do in each of them and the 3 habits that you could have in each of those areas.
Oh, that's excellent. Can you give us an example of one?
Let's just say I want to lose weight, right? All right. So you want to lose weight. Well, if we don't break it down into small, you know about SMART goals, specific and measurable, but we need to say, what do you want to do? I want to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds. I'm going to walk 3 times a week and I'm going to go to the gym too. Or what are you going to do that you haven't been doing? Just getting up and moving. I'm going to log what I'm eating. I'm going to eat more healthy. I'm going to eat more organic. I mean, what are you going to do, right? So if you talk about those 3 areas, just talking about trying to lose weight, but we need to be more specific than I'm going to lose weight, right? I'm going to lose 20 pounds by the end of July, right? And we need to be realistic in that. So in relationships, it could be, you know, a lot of families just don't eat together, right? And what if we ate one night a week together as a family or have a date night or what is that, right? To focus on your relationships.
Yes. Oh, that's so important. You know, I know that you work a lot with helping people bust their blocks. And I was kind of wondering, what do you think are the most, like, maybe the top 3 most common blocks that you see with people that we could talk about right now that could help people start thinking about shifting them?
So I actually, chapter one is all about mindset. It is so funny, but it is true. And you know, no matter how successful you are, we have those bad thoughts in our heads. Do you know how many thoughts a day we have? And is your name Christy? How many thoughts of do you have a day that are bad?
Oh, I've heard statistics like 90% of what we inflict on ourselves is negative.
Exactly. So yeah. We can stop and we can say, wait a minute, how many other times have I gotten through this or been successful in this? And if we could change our thoughts to be more productive for what we want. So, but the thing is, you got to remember, just because you think it, it's not true. Most thoughts aren't true, but we let them run us for a minute. And so they hold us back. So chapter one in my book, number one is everything starts with mindset. Everything. You want to lose weight? Mindset. You want your finances better? Mindset. You want your relationship better? You might want to realize what are you doing, you know, in your mindset and try to, you know, just reestablish that. And then I talk about doing brain dumps, right? Sometimes it's okay to have bad thoughts. You're like, what? It's not okay to keep them. But if they're going da 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 in your brain and you write them down and then you can decipher and you can rephrase them to be more true. Like, I'm never going to lose weight, right? Then I'm never going to lose weight.
Right. I was just going to stop. You read my mind. It's like, I was just going to go back to that original example. Let's say we set, okay, so I have 2 months and I want to lose 20 pounds and we've gone through like, okay, setting very specific, manageable, doable goals. And then, like, let's say, for example, you know, you go to the gym on the first day and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you start going through the loop of, oh my God, how fat am I? How did I let myself get into this place? And that loop starts. How can you like stop that and shift it into what you just said? Like, hey, I'm here now.
At the gym, and you always like, you know, I lost 87 pounds back in 2010 and I was on the Fitbit. I mean, not Fitbit. Oh, what is it called? I was doing balancing. And the kids were like, mom, you know, you're not really, no, because you're moving. And I can't remember, what is it called? That, where you can play tennis and everything else. What is
like a Wii or something like that?
The Wii Fit. I was using the Wii Fit and I was beating my score. But if you just keep moving, right, with momentum, it's the same thing. Like I'm a business and a life coach. And so with business, a lot of times it's our mindset. Why are you not closing deals? It's usually a mindset. It's a roadblock, right? Why are you not losing weight? If you start being successful in one area of your life, though, and then you start realizing that, you can start being successful in your other areas. And that's where accountability and having coaches and mentors and those cheerleaders that say, but Christy, you're doing awesome. You went to the gym. I know, but I said I was going to go 3 times this week and I only went 2. And the person says, but you went 2 or you only went 1. And you got to remember, because being here, you should be your biggest cheerleader, but sometimes it's hard to cheer you, right? It's good when you got those people that believe in you and hold you accountable and meet you where you're at. What if you have a bad day and you eat bad for that day? You know what? You have a new day. So we just have to, but we have to remind ourselves. And it's so hard to say, well, I'm never going to do this, or I'm just always going to be this way, or no.
Yeah, it's true, you know, and that's where, you know, too, you have 4 kids. How important it is that we talk to our kids that way? Like just what you just said, you know, oh, I feel, oh, you got a B on a test. You got a B, you know, that's a good grade you did. You studied, you did it, you know, but I should have gotten an A. Well, who said, you know, why is that the be all end all, you know, and talk them into that, changing that. Because I think when we talk to them that way, they naturally start doing it in their own minds because that voice changes. And that, I think that's a really important thing for parents to do with their kids. I really do.
That is important for parents, but let's just say this. What I tell people is that you talk to your friend the way you talk to yourself, would you be friends with you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Not nice. Well, the friend that you spend the most time with is you. So are you being nice to you?
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm a Christian, I'll be like, what would God say if he heard you talking to his child that way? Right? Would you let somebody just sit there, Christy, and talk to your kid that way?
Oh, heavens no.
You would be flopping them. But you're doing it to yourself. And like, I'm a Christian, so I'm a child of God, and I'm talking to God's child that way. So those are some of the mean things I say to people is, are you going to be friends with somebody that talks to you the way you're talking to you? And
right.
Let somebody talk to your kid that way. No,
so,
then stop it.
when you bring that to people's awareness and they start making that shift, they start going, you know what? I caught myself putting myself down and I stopped it and I changed it into a positive cycle of bumping myself up. And you know what? I have to tell you this. One of my favorite things to do is when I go anywhere, like to say the grocery store, I always am really nice to the checker. I was, how's your day going? Are you doing okay? And most of the time they look at me like, nobody ever says anything to me. Nobody ever says anything nice. And I always feel like that little dose of kindness, you just never know where that might ripple. And when you do that for yourself, how that works. So what would be the next thing when they say, okay, I've noticed I have this and I've started shifting it. Then how could we bump that to the next level up?
You know, a lot of people talk about affirmations, doing affirmations, which are good, right? But some people are like, well, I don't want to do affirmations. What if you started off your day being grateful? What if you start talking about all the good things in your life that are going on, right? And then you can have more. Because what we reflect on grows. So whatever we think about grows. But like I said, it's okay to get in the mirror and give yourself affirmations. But if you do an affirmation, do not say, okay, I'm cute and I'm pretty over here, okay, Christy? But I'm not going to be a supermodel. So I'm not going to get in front of the mirror and say, I want to be a supermodel and look, I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying? Or if you don't believe you're going to make $1 million, don't say I'm going to make $1 million. That's where people screw up with affirmations. You have to say something that is realistic. But if you're going to make $5,000 this month and you're not making that and you believe you can, and that's what you have to do is say affirmations that are believable to you. Because if you're saying something that you don't believe, it's not going to stick. But you should be able to say, you know what? You're doing much better going to the gym. And after I go to the gym, I feel better. Or you're doing so much better building your business. And, you know, you have made all these contacts and now you've converted this many clients or whatever you're doing. And then say, now I'm going to do da, da, da. So yeah, that's just to make sure that you're saying you can be grateful for your day. And affirmations, if you're going to do affirmations, like I said, don't say you're going to be a superstar unless you really are, right? And I'm not saying don't stretch, but let's not stretch with, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be an African-American man. I'm just not. Or Chinese, or, you know, I'm just not. I'm not going to be a model. I'm just not, you know, and I'm not going to believe that stuff.
Right, but it's totally okay to say, hey, you know, I know I can, let's even make it smaller, like 5 pounds. I can drop 5 pounds in a month and I can feel really good that I consistently work towards this goal or play towards this goal because I like to make it fun.
But if you play 5 pounds in a month, you could lose only 3. And then you got to say, I just got a B. Isn't that what you just said? I strive for an A, but I got a B. I didn't gain any more weight and I lost 3 pounds. That's the thing that we don't do. Sometimes we make these goals and if they don't quite work out, but did you make more momentum by having that goal than not having it at all? Because I'm sorry, if I lose 3 pounds in a month, it's a lot better than, you know, if I wanted to lose 5, I could have gained 5 pounds or I could have gained 10. Come on.
Right. And
right way. And so if that's what you would say to your friend, then let's show some grace to yourself. Right.
Yes. And the same, and that absolutely applies to whether you're, whether you work at a job or whether you are running your own business. Because I know, like, my business partner and I were always saying, you know what, we're going to take baby steps. Every day we take baby, we decide what our baby steps are. And it's manageable for both of our very busy, extremely busy lives. And also helps us, you know, stay on track as we go through. And then we both feel good when we check in the next day and say, yep, I did everything. What's the next set of baby steps? So, yeah.
Well, what if you didn't do everything, right? I think your partner's going to be, you know what I mean? They're not going to be happy that you didn't, but they're probably going to sort of say, okay, tomorrow we're going to do even. Because sometimes we drop the ball. But, and that's what we have to be careful the way, not that it's okay to drop the ball, because it's not. But let's be careful that we show ourselves grace if we do.
So what is the best way for us to support you, or for people to reach out to you?
If you go to heretotherconsulting.com, that's my website. And actually, I have a visionary workshop starting up June 5th. And it'll be 3 days. It'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday over lunch hour. And you're like, oh, wait, we're putting a visionary board together in the middle of the year. Yes, we are, because that's when we start dropping off. And so, yeah, June 5th and then 7th and 9th, there will be a visionary workshop. And you can find it on my website.
Great. Don't go away. We'll be right back after a quick break to talk to Andy and Minna about different personality types for better communication. Stay tuned, everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Araya McGarry. I'm the host of Get Celebritized with Araya McGarry, right here Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Limelight Network, right here on E360 TV.
Hi there, I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life to give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training, and we really nailed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean. We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.fokeracademy.com.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. I hope everyone was taking notes with Sherry Berger as she was dropping all those golden nuggets for all the business owners out there. And, you know, I've been an entrepreneur almost all my life. You know, I went to college for 2 years, thought what they were teaching me was BS, decided to drop that out, started my first business when I was 19, and I never looked back. And I have to say, some of them worked extremely well, and some of them failed miserably, like really bad. And, you know, you're going to even hear about a little bit about that on our next week's episode. But anyways, you know, we've gone through a variety of different businesses, but one thing for sure, no matter what kind of business you're in, you need to deal with people, right? And you might be interested in identifying, you know, what type of personalities, you know, different people have different personality profiles, what they have, and, you know, maybe you can communicate with them better if you can figure out what type of personal profile they have for their personality. Oh my God, it's like a mouth teaser there. Don't know what's going on today.
So there are different, there are actually a lot of different identity personality tests out there at different, a lot of different methods. So one of the more simple and effective ones that I found as a coach is the DISC profile, D-I-S-C, which basically puts people into four different types of personalities. Now, keep in mind that nobody really just fit into one category. Most people would fall into a few different categories. But we're just going for like the dominant trait here. So you can use the DISC profile on your customers, your vendors, your coworkers, your employees, and whoever you deal with. But let's start with you first.
All right, let's start with me. So what type am I?
So DISC is an acronym, D-I-S-C, and type D, it stands for decisive. These are hard-charging drivers. They move fast, they're task-oriented, and they're super focused on problem solving. So would you consider yourself a type D?
I am definitely a hard charger, and I definitely dive right in. Some of those other ones, maybe not so much, but definitely D is me.
Okay, keep that in mind. Now the next is I, and I stands for interactive. These people are fun and outgoing. They focus on people and they want to please others. Would you consider yourself a type I?
Definitely. That is just all me, right? It's like people person, come on.
Okay. So next is type S. S are stabilizers. They are loyal. They are focused on a steady pace. But they also tend to be shy away from conflict a little bit. Would you consider yourself a type S?
Well, you know, I'm definitely loyal. Right. And the focus on a steady pace, maybe, maybe not. But I definitely don't shy away from crowds. So, but, you know, when dealing with family, yeah, you know, I'm probably the only stable one there.
Okay. I guess I could agree with that. So the last type, the DISC, is type C. And Cs are cautious, they're analytical, and they're factual, and they focus on accomplishing tasks. But sometimes they may seem a little rigid.
That's definitely not me. That almost describes you perfectly, though.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting, because I actually see you as being quite factual. You look for facts below the surface and beyond what the news and the media wants you to know, don't you think?
Oh, for sure, right? I think a lot of times we definitely need to dive into the facts to dive under the surface to, you know, for what I do, for, you know, helping people with their health. You know, there are so many ways around it. So, yeah, you know, I guess, you know, I like diving into the facts, but, you know, that's more of your thing.
So, you know, you're a little bit of all four types.
It sure seems like it.
And most people are. They are like a little bit of all four different types. But I see you as mostly interactive, fun and outgoing, the focus on people. You agree?
What do you think? That's me, right? So how does the rest of the population break down?
Well, okay, here's the big fun part. 10% of the people are decisive. They're hard drivers, they move fast, they're task oriented. 25% of the people are like you, the interactive, fun, outgoing, the people type. And the 40% are stabilizers. They're amiable, they're loyal, but they tend to shy away from conflict. And 25% are cautious people. They're analytical, they're analysts, they're factual, they're a little rigid, but they really focus on accomplishing tasks. So where do you see me?
That one's actually pretty obvious. I think you're both decisive and cautious because basically everything that happened in the last 3 years is you're cautious. You looked at all the facts. You did all the math. You did everything. And then you were decisive. We leave in California. Like we decided in 1 month, we sold a place. We dropped everything. And we literally left California, our home for 20 years in 1 month. You know, all the friends thought we were joking. Well, guess what? We're decisive and we just go and do it.
Well, yeah, I guess I could accept that. So I guess the point is there's really no good or bad personalities, and people with different types of personalities, they work together, they complement each other, and they work together as a team. And it's not just in terms of, you know, your knowledge and your skill set. It's also because of, you know, personalities that brings people together. So we need all four types in society and also in the people in your circle. But it is helpful to identify the people's personalities so you can work with them properly and motivate them properly.
Well, after this short break, we're going to be chatting with another local business and a personal friend of mine. So stay tuned.
Hello, we are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit. Foster based, no kill group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us, is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Each week, we like to showcase a local business that we know and trust and, of course, recommend to the community to help them out rather than looking on Yelp, rather than searching on Google. These are the businesses that we know and trust. And today, you know, I have a dear friend of mine, David Weber, and he's from Pure Clean. And David, welcome to our show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andy. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing awesome. So, David, why don't you tell us a little bit about PureClean, what they do, and how do they help the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So, PureClean is a local restoration company. We're a minority-owned business, and we're also a locally owned business, owned and operated. PureClean is a general contractor restoration company. So, we do pretty much everything. When it comes to property damage, okay, we do water, fire, mold remediation, biohazard remediation. We also do, contents cleaning and restoration and structural repairs, which is sometimes necessary when it comes to property damage. What PureClean, our logo is, we're the paramedics of property damage, right? And I was kind of thinking about that and, pondering what that means. Earlier today. So, when a paramedic gets called out, this is, a life or death situation most of the time, right? And the paramedic shows up and their responsibility is to, save lives, right? Right. And the reason that we call ourselves, the paramedics of property damage is because when a paramedic comes out, the paramedic is trained on what to do, right? To save the life. And, how that kind of relates to us is, we know, what steps need to be taken to mitigate damage to a property, whether that be, a water loss or a fire loss. But a lot of times what happens is, people, ask us a lot of questions or like they don't, understand the processes we take. Right. And so like, when a paramedic comes out, you don't say like, oh, don't give me that shot. I don't know what's in it. Right. When you're choking and you need a, norepinephrine shot. Right. So it's a lot of the same, kind of mentality, that we have that we take to our business, is, you know, we're trained and we know what needs to be done. And, you know, we just kind of come out there and take care of the process, step A through Z. And so, you know, that's kind of what we do. Andy, did you have any follow-up questions?
Oh, for sure. You know, I think that's awesome. I'm just taking it all in for everything that you're talking about. And I love how you talk about, like, you're the paramedics for the home and you're saving lives, because a lot of people don't realize that your home is literally the biggest purchase you're ever going to do for your life, right? Like, this is the number one purchase, and that is your life, right? Like, your home is literally your life. If your home is gone, guess what? Your life is gone. So I love how you talk about that.
Yeah, and, absolutely. You know, a lot of, for most people, I believe their home is, you know, their largest asset. And, you know, it's really important to stay, to take the steps necessary to protect that asset. Right. So, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, protecting your own financial interests. You know, a lot of what we do is we work with insurance carriers, on the property insurance policy, you know, to, you know, work under the guidelines of, you know, what that policy provides and the steps that, you know, need to be taken, to mitigate any further damage or, you know, repair damage that's already occurred, whether that be, you know, a water loss or a fire loss, you know, with mold, especially, you know, I think I was on your show a couple months ago when we talked about, you know, mold and how mold can actually have a very detrimental effect on health. And, you know, unfortunately for, you know, as far as the insurance goes, a lot of mold damage is not covered, you know, so it's, you know, in a lot of ways, it's an out-of-pocket expense to homeowners to remediate mold. But, you know, a lot of, you know, mold occurs due to a water loss, you know, that sat and, you know, began to fester mold. And so in that, you know, that water mitigation portion and step of what we do is extremely important. Right. Because if you don't do anything about it, then it can cause a bigger problem later that can have very detrimental health effects.
That's right. So I have a two-part question just listening to what you're talking about. First of all, you know, I want to let all the viewers out there, a lot of things for remediation, a lot of this damage, it can be taken care of by insurance. Like, you know, you do like the inspection and you work with the insurance companies, or does the client have to figure it out themselves?
No, absolutely. Most of this, most of, you know, water damage is covered by insurance. Water is a little tricky. You know, a lot of it depends on how the water, you know, intruded the house, right? If it comes from outside the house, then it's considered flood, which is, you know, a separate policy that you have to buy. That's through FEMA. And, you know, FEMA, they can be a little difficult to work with, but by and large, most of the insurance carriers I've worked with and most of the insurance adjusters I've worked with, you know, really want to do the right thing to, you know, get their insured back to a pre-loss condition. And, you know, the policy states what's covered and what's not, you know, especially with fire damage. Fire damage can be so destructive. And, you know, the cost of mitigating a house fire can be astronomical. I mean, it's you'd be shocked if I showed you some of the bills, you know, that we've had. But, you know, with fire damage and, or with, you know, water and mold damage in particular, a lot of this is covered by insurance. I'm sorry, water and fire damage.
Water, yes.
Yeah, not mold. Mold is typically not covered by insurance, Water and fire damage in particular are typically covered by insurance. And, you know, we work with the insurance carriers. There's a lot of contractors out there that, you know, they want to go to battle and, you know, do war with the insurance company. And a lot of these you know, insurance carriers do have a bad reputation, which, you know, unfortunately is warranted. But, you know, we always do our best to do what's right for our client and to get the claim moving. You know, that's really what happens a lot of times is, you know, a lot of third parties will get involved and basically the claim just stops. And, you know, people are displaced from their homes for long periods of time. And, you know, it costs money for everybody. You know, so our main intention is, you know, to work with your insurance carrier so that, you know, we can get the approval for the steps that we need to take to remediate the loss, whether that be, you know, water, fire, mold, wind, contents, or structure repairs.
Well, you know, I know coming up, because everyone's talking about it, and it's very new to us here since, like I said, you know, we mentioned this like our second year here in Texas.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about hurricane season, right? And hurricane season is typically a great time for you guys, I imagine. Can you quickly share with the viewers, you know, what they need to be aware of during hurricane season, where hopefully they won't need your services, but what would they need to look for if they need to call you?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, since you mentioned it, hurricane season starts in about 4 days. And there's actually, they're predicting a larger than average activity in the Atlantic this year due to the El Nino. It's, you know, meteorology and all that. But, you know, I think having a preparation plan is extremely important in the event of a hurricane or, you know, any other natural disaster. Have, you know, kits with ready to eat food because, you know, a lot of times the grocery stores get shut down and there's nowhere to get food, you know. So having food on hand, you know, if you're able to, you know, afford it, a generator can be extremely helpful. And also having stores of gasoline, because, you know, again, during, you know, a big hurricane, the gas stations run out of gas, or, you know, some of them start gouging for the price of gas, and you'll start seeing, you know, $8, $9, $10 a gallon for gas, in a lot of these disaster zones. Another, you know, pretty important thing is, you know an evacuation route, right? If you're told to evacuate your home, by FEMA or any other, you know, government authority, evacuate your home and know, you know, the route that you're going to take and where you're going to go, you know, in the event of an evacuation, because, you know, as a lot of people found out in Hurricane Harvey, you know, the floods, they happen quick, you know, the water rises quick. I mean, you know, it'll be at the street in the morning, but, you know, by 5 o'clock, it's already in the house. And, you know, it's important to be prepared and kind of have
thought out there, David.
Before,
so I want to cut you short. You know, the session is getting close on time. How do we reach out to you if people want to need your services?
Yeah, absolutely. My our website is down below, as is my email address and our office phone number. You know, feel free to shoot me an email or give us a call, and, you know, we can discuss kind of what's going on and, you know, connect.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, David. We'll see you soon.
All righty, Andy. I'll see you on Tuesday. Or no, next Tuesday, the Tuesday after next Tuesday.
We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed as a business owner? Are you not making the money that you were hoping to? Are you not finding the time to do the things that matter to you in your life? Do you want to spend more time with your family and friends, travel, or take care of your health? If these are some of your problems, I understand, and I've been there myself. As a mother of four, running my own business, I also found myself in these situations at times. That was until I came up with a plan to save time and money, and as well as find balance in life. I am Sherry Berger. I am the owner of Here to There Consulting. We educate business owners and entrepreneurs on how to balance work, life, and finances. We help you come up with a custom plan in order for you to get from here to there. Our mission is to create the life that you deserve in your business and in your personal life. Let's work together to get you from here to there.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. Now, out of these four profiles, decisive, interactive, stabilizer, and cautious, which one are you? Which one is your spouse and maybe your kids? Getting to know the people around you will help you motivate them properly and you work better together.
So next week, we're going to have a special guest, another dear friend of mine. She's a bankruptcy lawyer. Her name is Amber Willingham. It's going to be an exciting interview. Come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch past episodes at watch.e360tv.com in the Vitality Network. Vitality TV Network. And we also love to hear from you, of course. You can give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. Rewatch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com. or our YouTube channel, or email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com. We'll see you next week.